All right, joining us now, the superintendent down at Santee National Golf Club, Mr. Mike Holt joins us. Mike, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How y'all?
Man, we're doing awesome. You guys are a new sponsor, GolfSantee.com, and we appreciate y'all coming on with us. Give us a feel for the area down there. If somebody came down, what would they be looking, what would they do other than play golf? I mean, there's probably a whole bunch of stuff, golf, this, that, the other thing. How many golf courses?
In the immediate area, we have about 12 golf courses right here in town. We have three located, in the center of Santee with access to about 12 within 20 to 30 minutes.
All right, Mike, I'm looking at the list. I just found it on the website. Santee National, Lake Marion, Santee Cooper Country Club, Orangeburg, Wybo, I think, Shannon, Foxborough, Calhoun, Pine Forest, Crowfield, and Legends. Now, let's just say, here's your chance to do your elevator commercial. I'm a guy who's been going on a golf trip with, four, six, eight buddies for 15 years to the same place. Why should we think about going to Santee? What makes that area different in the low country than, say, the coast or the mountains? What makes those golf courses special?
It's just the overall experience here. You got great golf, a relaxed atmosphere with wonderful people, a very attractive price point, which makes Santee an excellent value. The majority of the golfers in Santee are repeat customers that have been coming for years, some even decades. They love it here and they keep coming back, and we love that.
So, when we look at the 12 different golf courses down there, what kind of differences do we get? Do we get, some linksy type courses? Do we get some that are a little bit more tree line? Give us a feel for the differences between the courses. So if people are going to go down there and play, they can kind of get a feel for, maybe how they want to tee it up and what they're looking forward to.
Sure. In the area there are several different layout formats. We do have some length style courses. Most of them are slight rolling terrain, being in the lower part of the Midlands of South Carolina. It's not a whole lot of hills, but you do have some elevation changes. Some of the better golf courses are a mix of, front nine a little more open, back nine a little tighter, so you kind of got that links, but, traditional tree line fairways and that type of deal also.
And I'm looking at some of these specials on here. So it looks like that pretty much year round, there's some kind of special going on. I mean, right now we're in the middle of the spring special, March 3rd to April 24th. They got some packages, three nights lodging at the Chapel Creek Golf Villas on the first fairway, three rounds at Santee National Golf Club. I mean, $275, that sounds pretty awesome to me.
Sure. Our rates are the best you're going to find anywhere. And our staff keeps the Facebook page and the website full of special offers throughout the year. So that's another opportunity for even better deals.
In terms of the golf course, give us, you're the superintendent out there at Santee National. What kind of grasses we got? I'm assuming we're all Bermuda from tee to green.
Sure. Every course in the area here is Bermuda. Most of them are overseeded with ryegrass during the winter, so you do have that green playing surface that everybody's looking for. Most of the golf courses in the area also have ultra-dwarf Bermuda greens, which are, known for their speed. So it's a challenge at every golf course you come to. It's a little bit different challenge, from here to the other golf courses in the area, but everyone is unique and they all have that, that low country charm.
So I either endure a crappy round or enjoy a good round. When I'm done, what are the kinds of things I can enjoy for dinner? The bars in the area, the courses have places to have dinner and catch a drink, maybe watch a game before you turn in for the night and get ready for another day?
Sure. There's several restaurants in town that feature, a couple of them have sports bars built in with them. There are some sports bars within, driving distance of the villas here at Santee National and in town at the motel.
So, give us a feel, how far is it from the Charlotte area or how far is it from the Greensboro area to get down there?
From Charlotte, we're about 2 hours. The best part with Santee is we have three major interstates within, 10, 15 minutes driving time. We're located right on I-95. We're only 12 miles from the intersection of I-95 and I-26. And I-77 is, an hour away. So Charlotte's about 2 hours, but anywhere in North Carolina could be here, within 2.5 to 3 hours.
Well, that covers our listenership. Asheville, Charlotte, Greensboro, Wilmington can all take even a weekend trip to your place and not need to do a whole lot of preparing for a 5-6 day trip.
Absolutely. That's what we've seen a lot of now is 2 and 3 day trips, weekend, long weekend, come in on Friday and leave on Sunday type deals.
Now, are your courses themselves friendly to all levels of golfers, good, bad, male, female, even young, newcomers, beginners? Is there something for everybody?
Sure. Every course in town offers at least 4 to 5 different tee locations. You have a choice of yardage. Most of them, it's not a lot of force carries over hazards and stuff like that. They're suitable to the ability of each golfer, depending on your tee location.
Now, will I be leaving my golf balls in wooded areas or in water?
It's mostly wooded. Fortunately, most of the woods are open, so if you get in the woods, you won't have any problem getting back out into the field of play.
I think Mike covers all those terrains. You pretty much cover the woods and the water at some point in time.
Yeah, my golf cart needs to be 4x4.
Hey, you pay to see the whole golf course. You may as well, right?
Absolutely. I'm better at a recovery shot than I am from the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, I hear you.
What are the challenges these days about trying to maintain golf courses? I mean, we see places like Pinehurst going to more natural areas. I mean, is that the direction that we need to go in to use less water as droughts become more prominent, as everybody claims global warming's happening? I mean, what's the challenges that you see as a superintendent?
As a certified golf course superintendent, absolutely. I would love to see golf courses move more toward natural landscape and not the pristine, manicured that we've come to expect over the last 15 years. That's not saying you cannot provide those conditions, but it's, in the same sense, here at Santee National, we have 120 acres maintained turf. Ultimately, from an environmental standpoint, I would like to get that down to 60 to 70 acres maintained turf and have the rest just natural areas.
And would those natural areas be, can I hit from them?
It depends on how good you are. You like Pinehurst, depends on how good you are at hitting out of that love grass.
Okay. A lot of practice. You'd think it would be something I would be really good at.
Well, in that case, each shot presents its own challenge.
Yep. I hear you, Mike. Well, remind everybody where they can go to find the best deals possible.
Check out our Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and you can also find us at the website, which is www.golfsantee.com, or you can call us at 800-345-PUT, which is 800-345-7888. And we have reservation specialists that will be more than willing to talk to you and set you up on your next package.
All right. Well, Mike, man, we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to getting down there and sending some people your way.
Well, come on. Come on, guys.
All right. We'll do it. Thanks a lot.